Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. BJP to hold legislative party meeting to choose next Delhi chief minister today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asks full implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir by April. Gyanesh Kumar to take charge as Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no decision can be made to end the war with Russia without Kyiv's consultation. And in cricket, the ninth edition of the ICC Champions Trophy to kick off this afternoon in Karachi, defending champions Pakistan to face New Zealand in the opening match. And now the news in detail. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi today. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on Thursday at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inauguration of the Inland Waterways Transport IWT terminal on the Brahmaputra National Waterway 2 at Jogibgaonpa in Assam. In a social media post, described it as a significant step towards improving infrastructure and promoting inland waterways for the progress and prosperity of the region. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal, along with Bhutan's Minister of Finance Lyonpo Namgyal Dorji, inaugurated the IWT terminal at Jogibgaonpa. The terminal is located at a distance of 91 kilometers from Jelepu in Bhutan, 108 kilometers from Bangladesh border, and 147 kilometers from Guwahati. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the administration in Jammu and Kashmir to ensure the full implementation of the three new criminal laws in the Union Territory by April this year. He said this while chairing a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and the Chief Minister Omar Abdullah in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said that optimum use of technology should be made to ensure speedy justice under the three new criminal laws. Speaking to media after the meeting, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said efforts will be made to raise awareness among the people of Jammu and Kashmir about these new laws.
ये नए कानून हैं और कानून का लागू करना एक तरफ कानून की जानकारी भी लोगों को होनी चाहिए कानून की जानकारी लोगों को ज्यादा हो उसके लिए इलेक्टेड गवर्नमेंट को थोड़ी सी पेशरफ्त और करनी होगी चाहे यूनिवर्सिटीज के लेवल पे सोशल या पॉलिटिकली असेंबली में इस पे भी चर्चा हुई और जो हमें करना होगा हम कर लेंगे.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar is set to assume his charge at the Election Commission office in New Delhi today. His appointment follows the conclusion of Rajiv Kumar's tenure as the head of the election body yesterday. Gyanesh Kumar, a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre, previously held the position of secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Additionally, Vivek Joshi, an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre, was also designated as the new election commissioner on 17 February. The unemployment rate for people aged 15 years and above in urban areas dipped to 6.4% in the October-December quarter, the current financial year. According to the periodic labour force survey released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday, the unemployment rate for men was 5.8% during the period, while for female it was 8.1%. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. The birth anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is being celebrated everywhere in Maharashtra today. A day-long program is organized at Fort Shivneri, the birthplace of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. We have more from our correspondent.
Maharashtra CM Devendra Fadnavis will be present at Shivaneripore at 9 in the morning and will participate in birth celebration program of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Thousands of devotees across the state will be present on Shivaneri for this ceremony. On the eve of Shivajayanti, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde celebrated Shivajayanti Utsav by garlanding the statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Chembur in Mumbai yesterday. On this occasion, Eknath Shinde has announced that a new brand tall statue would soon be installed in Chembur to replace this existing statue gathered at Ajinkyatara Fort in Satara district, which is known as the capital of the Maratha Empire and lit thousands of torches last night and brightened up the entire area. Bhavana Gokhale, AIR News, Mumbai.
The Uttar Pradesh government and Mahakumbh Mela Authority have dismissed rumours claiming that Prayagraj Mahakumbh has been extended beyond the 26th of this month. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Mandad clarified that the rumour circulating widely on the social media is entirely false. Our correspondent has the details.
The Mahakumbh will conclude on its scheduled date on 26th February. During the remaining days, arrangements are being made for smooth visits and to ensure that people return to their destinations after taking a holy dip in the Sangam. District Magistrate Madhad said that the schedule of the Mahakumbh fair is released according to the auspicious time and is decided in advance. Mr. Madhad appealed to the devotees not to pay attention to any kind of rumour as there is no proposal from the government and the district magistrate to extend the fair. He added that traffic management is a high priority with work being done to balance the movement of devotees without affecting everyday life in Prayagraj. The DM also clarified that no railway station has been closed without prior notice. He added that since the station is adjacent to the fair, the Prayag Sangam railway station has been permanently closed to avoid large crowd gathering. Meanwhile, all other stations in Prayagraj are operational. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
India and Qatar have agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary in the External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said two agreements and five MOUs were signed between both the nations. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double their trade to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years.
Both sides have agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders. The trade today between India and Qatar is about $14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that India's relations with Qatar are steeped in history, spanning centuries, and that Qatar has been an integral part of West Asia's commercial and cultural linkages with India. Welcoming the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president emphasized that the multifaceted engagement and cooperation between the two countries are marked by a deep sense of comfort and time-tested goodwill. Both leaders agreed that elevating the India-Qatar relationship to the level of a strategic partnership will create a roadmap for even closer engagement. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed a demand that Kyiv be included in any talks to end its war with Russia after the United States and Russia agreed to create a team to negotiate a halt to the fighting. Ukraine was not represented at the talks between the US and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh yesterday. He told this to reporters during a visit to Turkey, where he held talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said that Ukraine wants no one to decide anything behind its back.
We are thankful for all the support, unity between USA, in USA, around Ukraine support, bipartisan unity, bipartisan support. We are thankful for all of this, but there is no any leader in the world who can really make a deal with Putin without us, about us. Of course, United States can have a lot of decisions, economical, partnership, and etc. We are not happy with it, but they can help with Russians, but not about this war without us.
Zelensky added that he was due to travel to Saudi Arabia today, but has now postponed his trip to Riyadh until March 10th, as he did not want any coincidences. The meeting in Riyadh marked the first time that US and Russian officials have met to discuss ways to halt the fighting that escalated with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. US President Donald Trump has criticized Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, calling him a poor negotiator and grossly incompetent. His remarks came as tensions continue to rise over the U.S. administration's direct talks with Russia about ending the almost 3-year-long war. Trump's comments followed criticism that Ukraine and European allies were excluded from negotiations between U.S. and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia. He claimed the talks were going very well and dismissed Zelensky's criticism over being left out. Trump suggested Ukraine should have ended the war earlier.
And I think I have the power to end this war. And I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything. And no people would have been killed and no city would have been demolished and not one dome would have been knocked down.
Israel and Hamas are set to begin indirect negotiations for the second stage of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Officials said Palestinian militant group Hamas's negotiator Khalil al-Hayya confirmed that bodies of 4 hostages, including those of the Bebar's family, will be returned on Thursday, while 6 living hostages will be released on Saturday. Hamas alleges that the 3 were killed in Israeli bombardment. However, Israel has not confirmed this. 6 living hostages will be released on Saturday. The 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy will begin this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. We have a report.
As the Champions Trophy begins today, Rohit Sharma-led Indian team will kick off their campaign against Bangladesh in Dubai tomorrow. The tournament, featuring 8 top-ranked ODI teams, will be held across Pakistan and UAE, and the final will be played on 9th of next month. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 5 wickets at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Today, UP Warriors will take on Delhi Capitals at the same venue this evening. Next, we have from FIH Pro Hockey League, where Indian men's team suffered a 4-1 defeat to reigning world champions Germany at Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. Both the teams will meet again this evening. On the other hand, Indian women's team also lost to Spain 3-4 in a close thriller. They will again face Spain this evening with an aim to take revenge. At last but not the least, 34th edition of the ITTF ATTU Asian Cup Table Tennis Tournament 2025 will begin in Shenzhen, China this morning. India has sent a 6-member contingent led by world number 42 Sharad Kamal. Chirag Jha, Akash News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. It said heavy rainfall or snowfall is expected in isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Nishit. News of India, Qatar elevating ties to strategic partnership is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. BJP Legislative Party to decide New Delhi CM's name today, swearing in tomorrow, is the top story in the Statesman and other dailies. Prosecution seeks death penalty for Sajjan Kumar in 1984 riots case, says a report in Hindustan Times. Supreme Court to hear pleas on Chief Election Commissioner's pick on priority basis today is the cover page story in the Asian Age. Insurance cover for bank deposits may be doubled, writes Financial Express. Ball starts rolling in Karachi as ICC Champions Trophy gets underway, according to the Indian Express. And finally, CBSE to hold 2 class 10th boards a year from 2026, says a report in the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP to hold legislative party meeting to choose next Delhi chief minister today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asks full implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir by April. Gyanesh Kumar to take charge as chief election commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no decision can be made to end the war with Russia without Kyiv's consultation. And in cricket, the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy to kick off this afternoon in Karachi, defending champions Pakistan to face New Zealand in the opening match. For details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.